Good morning. Showers from last night moved out and a drying trend began across interior New York and New England. As clouds broke up, areas of fog developed and visibilities dropped off. And that's where we're starting the day this morning. Most of the fog is already starting to burn off, and it looks like we will enjoy mostly sunny skies as high pressure will build in for the day today. With that sunshine, it will be pleasantly warm with comfortable humidity, high temperatures reaching into the lower 70s. Skies will remain clear tonight with that same high pressure center overhead, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. The weather will stay dry at least for the first part of the day on Saturday with some sunshine to begin the weekend. However, clouds will increase as a disturbance will approach from the west. This will eventually lead to a few scattered showers in the afternoon on Saturday and perhaps into the evening, but they will be widely scattered and not everyone will have rain showers on Saturday afternoon. Temperatures, though, will manage to get into the lower to mid-70s. As that system continues to move through the second half of the weekend, a wave of low pressure will develop along it, and this will produce a better chance of showers on Sunday, perhaps even a rumble of thunder in the afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy for the second half of the weekend, and highs will be in the lower 70s. Behind that system, a cooler northwesterly wind flow will develop, and with a trough of low pressure overhead, skies will be mostly cloudy, with a few passing showers from time to time, and highs will stay in the mid-60s. Drier on Tuesday, but still on the cooler side of average in the mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds before temperatures push back into the 70s on Wednesday and Thursday, but along with that will come the risk, again, for more scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, moist and unstable air south of a slow-moving boundary will continue to support showers and storms for the central mid-Atlantic region. The Storm Prediction Center is highlighting southeastern Virginia and eastern North Carolina with a slight risk for severe weather today. While temperatures are forecast to remain above normal through the southern mid-Atlantic region into the southeast, this system dropping in that direction with a weak boundary will offer some relief from the record-breaking heat that's been impacting that area. Meanwhile, well above normal temperatures are expected to persist across the northern plains and upper Midwest as a cold front moving in from Canada brings cooler temperatures and increasing chances for showers and thunderstorms. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe weather for portions of Wisconsin and Michigan as well. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 34 degrees, with a northwest wind at 48, gusting to 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility in shallow fog, 58 degrees, the dew point 56, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.69 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Pikes Peak Summit, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 80, Boston mostly sunny near 70, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 72 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature 66, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.2 inches of rain yesterday, 3.08 inches for the month, which is 0.4 inches below normal. And 15.72 inches for the year, which is 1.07 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low 52. The record high 92 set in 2013, 1937, and in 1895, and the record low 34 set in 1961 and in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening 8:26 p.m., 15 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sunshine, then increasing cloud. Chance of showers in the afternoon and evening, lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a better chance of showers and even some thunderstorms on Sunday, lower 70s. More clouds on Monday, breezy, cool, scattered showers, mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 60s on Tuesday. Partly sunny Wednesday and Thursday, the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.